You're Jade on Hot 91. Well, when it comes to bringing global fashion and style to the sunny coast, these two have got it in spades. I've got the lovely Tasha and Carmody Homan in the studio with me. I'm so excited to have you guys here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Looking super, super stylish, like rock stars in this studio. I love it. Now, look, we're really excited to have you guys here. Tasha, obviously international model based out of New York City, you know, modeled for Prada and the whole works.
Thank you. Then,
of course, Carmody, lovely husband, you know, let's just say hairstylist to the stars, you know, hair god.
That'll work.
What else can we call you?
Sure. I'll take that.
But look, you do call the Sunshine Coast home now, which is super cool.
Yeah.
And look, I know you just got back from Fashion Week. So before we go any further, can you give me a couple of quick tips on sort of what you got out of Fashion Week a couple of weeks ago?
Well, Australian Fashion Week, God, I mean, I never really considered Australian Fashion Week, you know, obviously being from New York and, you know, really holding that really high. But Australian Fashion Week is amazing. And I was actually really surprised at how excellent and the level that not just one or two, but like pretty much the whole playing field was just amazing. They rocked it, you know, like there were so many favorites for me. The debut of, you know, First Nations Indigenous, like Americans can learn so much from the honor and respect that you guys show to the Gabi Gabi people and the Indigenous. Like, this is incredible. Nothing I've ever seen before.
So amazing. They
were just true to their culture, true to, you know, who they are. And it was celebrated. It was widely received. So I fell in love with that.
That's good to hear from you too. I can imagine how many New York Fashion Weeks you've been to in your career. Hear that.
It was amazing. I felt really privileged to, you know, to be able to be a witness to such beauty.
Amazing. And Carmody, how did you go with the hair? Any tips moving into summer for what we might be doing with the hair?
Yeah, same vibe with Tasha. Yeah. I was really impressed with the session stylist with the hair down there. It was really international level. There was a designer there called Anna Kwan, and the hair was beautiful, pulled back, nice and wet, sort of like braided bun-like shapes through the back. But they'd implemented gold jewelry into the hair. But from a wearable perspective, there was a designer that's quite new, I believe, called Rumor. And their clothing was very casual but high-end. The designer had asked the hairstylist to put what we call like a wiggle in the middle, where the roots were really flat. You got that bend through the middle and the edges were flat again, just to give a little bit of elegance but still casual.
Nice. Well, we might see more of that coming into summer. Now, one thing I want to talk about too is obviously you guys are parents. You've moved here. You've got two beautiful young children
you
now called the Sunshine Coast home. But it's kind of changed the course for you guys a bit. Obviously, you've lived quite the extravagant life traveling around the world. You're bringing that style to the Sunshine Coast. You can actually help locals out. Talk to me about Homan and how it started and what you do.
Oh my gosh. When I became a mom, I never realized the art of sacrifice. You know what I mean? And how easily you get lost in life, you know? And so for me as an artist, as a creative, as someone that has used my personal style, you know, since I can remember as my expression, you know, I remember feeling a bit stuck.
Mm.
You know, I remember feeling, you know, a lack of luster in my life and forgetting what I've loved and what I was passionate about. And so I used to think about, God, I wish I had someone that could come and help me with my wardrobe, with my new body shape and, you know, how to, you know, fit jeans again and how can I get into my old jeans? And so, you know, as an image consultant, I've always taken people shopping and I've always helped to curate their story in a sense of, you know, color tones and what's best for them. Help people from head to toe. With my husband, we would help people from head to toe become the best version of themselves and to really become the celebrity in their own story, which I feel is important for all of us with the one shot in life.
It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
love it.
And even though we use the word facial, like what we do is so much more because, you know, we use cryo beauty as a service, obviously, but we have chromotherapy, we have radio frequency, and it's really about, you know, removing fine lines, lifting, firming up skin, and really literally revealing the best you. So,
well, I don't know what you're doing, but you both look fabulous. It's definitely working. Look, I could sit here and chat to you guys forever because there is so much to talk about. Absolutely love having you on Hot Weekend. I think we'll need to get you guys back, but thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much
for having us.
You're on Hot 91.